Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now we're going to talk about something I was very familiar with Sunday and Monday, and that's the flu. Yeah. Dr. Jack Ross is the chief of infectious disease and allergy at Hartford Hospital. Dr. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Doc.
Good morning.
So flu season is here. I got hit like a truck on Sunday. Yeah, I was shivering, shaking for like 3 hours over at my TV home. Is this an exceptionally early time for the flu to be here?
It's not at all. We always see flu starting sometime in August or September.
Now you tell me.
We call it sporadic cases. We've only seen 5 cases so far at Hartford Hospital.
Okay.
And we saw our first case on September 25th. This is pretty typically what we see. If you look at what the state of Connecticut is seeing, what CDC is seeing, the activity is low. It's just considered sporadic. And it's actually similar to what we've seen in most of the previous seasons at the same time.
Anything different about this one, Jack?
Not yet. And that's the thing. I think right now it's too early. We can't really talk much about the timing, what's going to be out there, Ray, in terms of the strains, or how severe the season's going to be. We usually get a better idea sometime right after Christmas, after the kids have been home for Thanksgiving and school break. That's when we have a better idea.
Jack, what are the signs that people should be aware of?
It's pretty much as you described. A flu can be anything from relatively no symptoms at all to truly feeling like you've been hit by a truck or hit by a bat.
That'd be you. That'd be Joe.
Yeah, I mean, the chills lasted for a couple of hours.
Yeah, you can get shaking chills. You can get headaches, horrible muscle pain, terrible fatigue. Many people described as they truly didn't want to get out of bed for 2 days. Yet other people, about 1 out of 6 of us, will be fairly without symptoms, and we'll come to work, and we're the folks who give it to the rest of us. Roughly 1 out of 6 of us are going to end up getting the flu. A lot of it's because we probably get it from people relatively without symptoms.
And once you get it once, do you get it again? Can it come back?
Oh,
that is actually a great question. I haven't been asked in 30 years, but yes,
he likes this one.
There's 2 strains of flu that circulate, and there's usually a couple types of each one. Flu type A is the predominant strain, but later in the season, usually starting in March, influenza B, which is also in the vaccine, we'll start to see that. And you can get both of them, actually.
And even, I think we've talked about this, Dr. Jack Ross, but a number of times we've talked about this, where even you say, well, okay, the strain that's going around now is not what I got vaccinated for, but even some vaccination probably helps.
It does, Ray, and that's a great point we have talked about. The flu vaccine's roughly about 50% effective in any given year, and it can be a little bit less if there's a bad match, as we've talked about. But it does help. It will make the flu less severe, less likely you're going to have serious complications if you've been vaccinated, even if it's not a great match. So,
I know we always talk, Doctor, about like the 24-hour flu. Is that a reality?
Now, most of us are sick more than 24, but the other thing we all forget is we're going to get 3 to 5 viral illnesses or flu-like illnesses every year, and we're seeing a lot of that right now the last 4 or 5 weeks, and we have some technology now that lets us to identify it, but they're just common cold viruses called rhinovirus or enterovirus or coronaviruses, but we're seeing a lot of that right now.
Ray and I have suffered from coronavirus, but it has nothing to do with the flu.
You have to put a lime in it.
Exactly.
It's kind of a weird thing that way.
Very funny.
Yeah, well, we try.
It's true.
God knows we try. Well, okay, then. I think we're all... But there is a reason, I'm glad you pointed this out, is that I remember going in, you know, pick up a prescription like in August, and they're saying, get your flu shot. And I was thinking, oh, man, it's really early, but I'm glad you pointed this out. It's here.
But actually, Ray, you make a great point. If you, the flu vaccine is going to last about 5 or 6 months, and you and I have said this before, but get your flu shot right about Election Day or after, recognizing it takes 2 weeks to be immune to the flu, so or for it to have effect for you. But, yeah, right now is the time to get your flu vaccination.
All right.
Very good. Dr. Ross, always good a pleasure. Thanks for the insight. Dr. Jack Ross, the chief of the Infectious Disease and Allergy Department at Hartford Hospital. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks for being on, Doc.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.